This is The Status Bro.
You take a model man and put him in control. Watch him become a god.
Welcome back to The Status Bro, coming to you live on RNCN, streaming at realnewsn.com, also available on the Real News Communications Network app, if you want to find it, if you need all of those pertinents. I'm your host, Kevin Embling, joined in studios at the Youngblood Lewis.
Well, hey.
We got a ton of stuff to get to today. We have Zach's news, of course.
You know, I gotta be honest, there's some days I'm glad, especially today, that Facebook Live is facing you and not facing me. I've been hammering away at this keyboard for the last, like, half hour.
Well, one thing that it really drives me nuts is I always try to do it on the Wi-Fi here. Like, the hardwired internet works great.
Well, yeah.
But every time I try to do Facebook Live on the Wi-Fi, it craps out and I end up having to redo it.
Really?
Yeah.
You can never catch a break with
it. It really drives me nuts. Well, when I do it on my own, like, can I just use the LTE?
Facebook Live
works great.
It's a big deal now. They caught a murder on one of those.
Did you hear about
that? You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah,
Did the guy intentionally do that?
Yeah, it's one of those police shootings.
Oh, right. Is that the most recent one?
Yeah, and somebody caught it on Facebook Live or something like that. I didn't really look into it. I got to be honest, I don't watch a whole lot of news nowadays. I just do the news off the internet.
Yeah, speaking of news, you've been hammering away over there like a madman.
I have, literally up to you doing the intro. It was when I swung my mic around to start talking.
Yeah, we had some tech problems leading right up to the show today.
Yeah. But we're on now.
Yeah, no, we're on now. We have stuff to get to. I have a few things. I want to talk about what Vice considers the worst genre of music ever created. I got some tape for you there.
Yeah.
I also sent you a story. I'm not sure if you threw it in the mix about a full-service Swiss cafe that offers fellatio with your coffee.
Full service.
Very cool.
That's the kind of service I can get behind.
Also, I want to hear, I got an article about bartenders who tell us about the best and worst things they found in the bathroom. What could possibly be a good thing you found in the bathroom?
Money.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that something somebody's probably going to claim later?
Probably.
So I don't know.
That's the beautiful thing about cash. You can't really claim it. Oh, I lost $20. Sure you did, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Most exciting thing we have going on today, the actor, director, producer, extraordinaire,
editor.
Brian Alvarez.
Writer. Yeah.
Of The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb Gallo, the Smash web TV series, will be joining us.
If you guys haven't seen it, you should totally check it out.
Yes, also happens to be the star.
Yes.
So we'll be happy to have him in. And I'm excited about this one because this is an interview where I just have a million questions running through my head. Like, I didn't do any prep. I don't want to have to adhere to any strict specific questions. I just want to go off the cuff.
Yeah, we like to do things off the cuff here.
Because this is a show that I love to watch. And just the prep, what I consider my show prep, the other night I just went and binge watched all four episodes back to back to back, even though I've seen each one like 13 times already.
Did you really watch them all?
Yeah, everyone.
Now I feel like I should have done that. I have seen them all, though.
Yeah.
Let me establish, yeah.
Well, we both always watch them right as they come out.
It's true.
It's something that we love to do.
And it's funny because,
like, as soon as I see it on Facebook, I'm like, boom, and I'm watching
it. I think he's super passionate about it, not only because, I mean, it's like, it's what he's doing, but, like, the last one that was posted, I think it was posted at, like, 7 a.m. here, which is like 5 a.m. there, which I assume meant he was up all night working on it.
I would assume
so. And posted it right away, which is cool.
You know, not entirely dissimilar to the way we work with the show.
Yeah. And there's no deadline on it. I mean, it's just one of those cool things. It's kind of like how we used to do the show. Kind of like how we do it now, really. It's just kind of like as it comes.
Yeah.
You just produce it and make it.
Well, now that we're live, we adhere to like a strict once a week schedule, but when it wasn't, and we were just on 1190 and we were just running tape of our like most recent show.
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be times we go like 4 weeks without doing a show.
Yeah. And God's honest, I prefer it this way. I really do.
I do too. I think it keeps us a little more sharp, but that happened to us a lot. Personal life stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a little off my game, dude. I've had crazy insomnia lately. It's been driving me nuts.
You and the insomnia, this seems to be a running kind of issue with you. You've always kind of had weird problems that
way. It's the pee curse.
The what?
It's the pee curse is what I call it.
The pee curse.
Yeah, I get struck with it like a couple times a year, and that's like the main reason of my insomnia. I'll wake up at like 4 a.m. and have to pee.
Okay.
So I go and take a squirt.
Uh-huh.
I get back in bed, cannot go back to sleep for the life of me. And a lot of it is when I have a ton of stuff going on at work. Like, I'll get back in bed and just all I can think about is work.
Yeah.
And I think that's mostly what causes it. Like, the anxiety, I can't get back to sleep. And I'm like, well, I can take some Tylenol PM, but I feel like I'm already taking too much of that. because I wash one of those down each night with a couple of beers.
Do you really?
Maybe a vodka for a nightcap anyway.
Wow.
So I don't want to be, you know, taking too much of that stuff. And then every once in a while, just to make sure I'm not too out of control, I'll go like a couple weeks without taking any of it.
Right.
Just, you know, to make sure I can still go to sleep without having to drug myself.
Sober out a little bit.
But yeah, I'm an anxious guy. Everybody knows that. I'm always wound pretty tight. I have a lot of things going on. So yeah, that's pretty much all going on. It's going on with me. The pee curse. I wake up, take a pee, and then I can't go back to sleep.
That's
and then I lay in bed, and then Ashlyn hates it. She thinks it's annoying because
it's
I'll get up.
It's the second. What is?
I'll
that?
Lay in bed till like 7. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna get up and start getting ready for work. Like, yeah. get going on stuff, and then I'll still end up late for work. I'll end up pulling out my laptop or something, living room, and getting caught up in somebody being like, oh god, it's already 9:30.
Elise hates it.
Yeah, Elise hates it.
Yeah.
What? What is that? Why does that surprise you?
You said Ashlyn.
Huh?
You said Ashlyn.
Oh, that's literally because I just got a message from her before the show started today about the Brian interview thing. Like, literally, as we speak, I'm responding
to
someone.
Between the Tylenol, the booze.
It's on my screen in front of me. I think that's an acceptable misstep.
Yeah, no, all right. Everybody flubs one. It's okay.
You can verify. Look, right there. There's a conversation on my screen in front of me. Yeah.
All right.
That's the first time on the air I mixed up a name, anyway.
So I got news.
Yeah.
Not great news.
Yeah.
It's never really that great. So have you heard about this ab crack thing?
Ab crack?
Yeah.
No.
I want to see what you think about this.
All right.
You're big on stomachs. That's
I am big on stomachs. It's a very important thing to me.
You like how
that's
a
why I posted
stomach...
that picture of my girlfriend last night, because it's a great stomach pic.
Right.
Yeah.
Elise, you like how...
Don't be a smartass.
You like how a chick's stomach looks. I mean, that's not something I think a lot of dudes look for in a woman or on a woman. You're very particular.
You don't know a lot of stomach guys?
No.
Yeah.
You're the only one. Yeah. So there's this thing going around.
I'm big into it.
A hashtag been floating around Instagram, hashtag ab crack. Okay?
All right.
An ab crack.
It's like crack for people who like abs?
No. An ab crack is referencing a vertical crease down the center of a woman's torso, stretching from her breast to her belly button.
All right.
Okay. It's for women who are... as the media will call it, dangerously thin. But I want to see what you think about this. Okay.
All right.
So this is what an ab crack looks like.
Okay.
Okay, you got to see what I'm talking about? This is Emily Ratajkowski? Is that
yeah, that looks gross.
Yeah, you're not into that?
No.
With like a crack going down from her belly button?
She has a weird belly button,
it's
too.
Like a crease like that?
Yeah.
No, that's no good?
No.
Not into that, huh?
No, she's got like the too really thin thing.
Right there. Yeah, dangerously thin. Naturally, mainstream media isn't a fan. Because they're citing as another potentially damaging body trend that will only further dent female body confidence. Which is probably true, so don't do it. But it's got 30 million posts on Instagram, so it's just kind of interesting. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
It's like the Coca-Cola can between the boobs. You remember that?
Kind of.
That one was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I don't know who got that going. It was a hashtag for pictures for women who could see if their boobs were big enough to hold up a can or a bottle of Coke without having to use their hands.
Yeah.
Just between their boobs.
Yeah, I remember.
That was cool. Anyway, so this is cafe. Swiss cafe. Geneva. Switzerland. They offer coffee with
is
a
this
side
the one that I sent you?
Of fellatio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one was a good one. Apparently, patrons.
Another one of those things that, why do you need to ever combine this? It's like George Costanza with the trifecta in, you know, trying to combine eating and banging and sports at the same time.
Patrons of this coffee shop will have the opportunity, ability, to not only order traditional coffee, but to use an iPad to select a sex worker. So you get a pick, you get to choose. To perform sexual activities with, which is exciting. The owner of this coffee shop assured interviewers that this whole process would only take like 5 to 10 minutes. That's confidence if I've ever heard of it. I mean, come on. 5 to 10 minutes to get the job done on any dude? That's pretty great.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know if I could get going.
I don't want to comment on this. I'm already in trouble.
The price for the service is 60 francs, I think is how you say it, which translates roughly to 62 US dollars.
All right.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
See, you still get the ab pic pulled up on your screen. So I'm wondering, like, do they have any pictures of what these chicks look like? So I'm like, that's not one of the coffee fellatio chicks.
Oh, no, they don't have any pictures of those.
Oh, okay.
Of course not.
They're probably gnarly.
Yeah, we are. Why would they be gnarly?
I don't know. I'm just expecting, like,
It may not be that
maybe
bad.
Maybe a tad grandits.
Geneva's doing everything better than us. They got cool banks. They got cool coffee shops. So, yeah.
I'm totally distracted.
What's going on here? Yeah, come on. Like, I'm trying to do the news.
Dude, this is one of the
It's the flub.
It's one of the more real moments we've had on the show. Yeah. Here, so I'm already getting backlash for this.
What happened? Come
well,
on.
Well, like I told you, the wrong name I said happens to be my ex, who was messaging me right before the show today. I literally said, like, I got to go. I'm trying to get ready for this interview.
You, yeah.
No joke. And then so it turns out both of them, current and the ex, happened to hear that. And now I'm getting messages from both. At least said F you straight up.
Come on, it's a flub. It happens.
It's a flub. It's not a Freudian slip. It's not psychological. And now I'm all stressed out about my Brian interview, and I'm going to be totally thrown off my game.
Yeah, you can't even pay attention to the news.
No.
Man, I can never catch a break.
I probably could have had a couple of good jokes about the coffee fellatio thing. Ruin.
So should I not have called attention to the flub? Was I wrong in doing that?
No.
Because I started to and then didn't, and I let it go. And I was like, you know, I can't let that fly. I just, yeah.
No.
It's important.
Yeah.
So what's, if you don't mind me asking, what's the ex saying?
One of them hates me right now. One of them is probably loving it, thinks it's funny.
It is funny.
It's not funny.
I think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny right now.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
This is the message that I get.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't.
Exactly why I don't listen to you. And not F you, like the word spelled out and everything.
Come on.
Yeah, I know it's bad. I'm going to ask Brian about this in the next segment. What
Please
do, you
do. Yeah.
I'll make sure and get his name right. Brian Jordan Alvarez. I swear that's his name.
Look.
What? Come on.
It was a leak.
There's no way for me to get to back out of this.
It wasn't even like the most recent of an ex. This was like a couple exes back.
Yes.
Yeah. This isn't even, this is old news.
One who I speak to once in a blue moon, too.
Yeah.
It was just a random thing.
Mm-hmm. Last time I saw
her. This sucks, dude. This is going to throw off my chief the whole time. Which was, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah. Man, on the show.
Almost exactly like 3 years ago.
If I had the clip, I'd play it.
It was right before the summer of 2013.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also understand that was the night you kind of, you know, went your separate ways.
It was actually the next day.
Oh, it was the next day.
Yeah.
So you tased her and then you said see ya.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it wasn't like that.
Well,
but.
No. But and she tased you.
No, I remember
right?
getting some comments. It was like, I'm so glad that the last night we ever spent together was tasing my ass on your radio show.
All right, now she's going to hate you too.
Or maybe she said tasing your ass.
It was a funny bit.
I think we both did.
I think you both did. I think you went.
I don't think there's any time that we bust out the taser that I didn't actually get one myself.
No, we always have fun with the taser.
Yeah,
even that time we tased John, which has turned into a great promo. Anyway, look,
I'm trying to check right now to see if I'm getting any backlash on the.
I don't know how to dump out of this one, but
I don't
can we
either.
Pull the shoot? Can we play some music or something?
No, should I just like go to commercial and try to get my mojo back, or am I totally screwed?
Try to get your love life back.
Just dump out. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I really apologize, man. As soon as you said it, I knew. I was like, oh no.
I've never done that before.
No,
it was total coincidence.
It was completely accidental.
Yep. And my first thought was. My first thought was when you said it and pointed it out, I was just like, oh my God. And I'm like, okay, as soon as the show's over, boom, edit it out, delete it like it never happened.
Yeah.
Then I get the message that she was listening anyway.
Done.
And I'm sure the only reason she's tuned in is because of the Brian interview today. Everybody wants to hear Brian on the show.
This is turned into a spectacular episode of the Bro Show.
This is one of the more awkward moments of the Bro Show.
I know.
I want to bring in a girl here in the office and tell her what she thinks or if there's any way I can get out of this situation.
I can see if I can get someone.
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah.
We only have a couple minutes. No, we got to go to break.
I was going to say, can you make something up for the next 60 seconds?
We got to go to break. We'll get to Brian. I'll try to be as professional as possible. Oh, man.
Oh. Well, if you have any comments on what's happening to Kevin right now.
Yeah, please feel free to share. We'll be right back after this break with Brian Jordan Alvarez of The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb Gallo on RNCN.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. Just as screwy as me, I didn't go to boarding schools. If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro, streaming live on RNCN. You can also hear us at realnewscn.com and the Real News Communications Network app. You have to type in every one of those words if you want to find us on iTunes. You know, we're working on it. By the way, Zach, your mic flag's hanging up.
Is it? Oh, it is indeed.
Yeah, you might want to get that cinched up.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't even focus on interview.
Thanks for tuning in to Kevin's crash and burn here.
This could be my first Status Bro as a single man in a very long time.
Yeah.
We'll see. to be honest, man, I don't know what the aftermath of this
You're
is.
You're such a good sport to talk about this.
Come on,
really.
I'm such a good guy, and I'm it's so true. Loyal in my relationship. Like,
yeah.
I try so hard. Is this really a hanging offense?
Is this really so bad? It was a flub. It was a fluke.
This could easily be a silent treatment
it wasn't,
for
you
a while,
even, you
though.
You didn't even know you did it till I pointed it out to you. It was that subtle. I mean, come on.
Now, I want to talk to Brian about his show, but I almost want to ask him about this.
You know, maybe if we run out of questions, maybe we'll quiz him.
It's so hard for me to move past this, but we'll fill him in. Yeah, actor, director, producer, editor, extraordinaire, and star of The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb Gallo, which is taking the internet by storm. I'm a huge fan. I've seen every single episode about 72 times at least with Elise.
Yeah.
We watch it all the time together, including the marathon the other night was with her and her sister. Anyway, Brian, how you doing, man?
Hi, I'm great. I'm so glad to finally be on the show. I feel like we've been organizing this for a little while, you know?
We have, you know, and it's weird, but we feel a little bit starstruck right now just having you on the phone.
It's true.
Like,
oh, God, that is my literal goal in life, is to be starstruck. You found my sweet spot. If I'm making you feel starstruck, then I have achieved something.
Mine too, but I still haven't got there. Nobody's ever been starstruck
someday.
By me. Yeah, someday. Like, I've done appearances before where people show up and like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
You know,
who's
so,
this clown?
Right, where you're supposed to, yeah, that's happened to me too in the past, where you're supposed to be the star and people are like, I don't know that person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not anymore. I'm solidifying my status.
It's true.
All right, man. Well, the show is great. We absolutely love it. And before we get into, you know, everything that's going on with the show right now, why don't you give us a little bit of background on you? And I know this is kind of your vision, your dream. So tell us how it all came to fruition.
Let's see. I mean, I was making a lot of sketches. So I'm at a point as an actor where I go out for a lot of auditions, which actually as an actor is a very successful place to be. So I have amazing agents, amazing managers, and I go out like crazy for these auditions. But when you go out a lot, you start to realize, oh, a lot of this stuff that I go out for isn't, if you're me at least, you go, well, I could make something funny, you know? And so I started making these sketches and a couple of them went viral. One of them went to 2 million and other ones went to similar. I think two other ones went to 1 million.
Wow.
And what we were doing was we were picking up sound because good sound, as you guys know, as radio people, good sound is extremely important in video. So
right.
It's like the difference basically between rookie and pro is that kind of warm body lavalier sound. So we
audio is a tricky
sound kind
beast.
Of a hack. Yeah, it is, and sound guys can be very expensive. They can cost $300 a day or $200 a day on the low end. So I had a great camera, and I said, "Well, I'm going to try picking up sound on iPhones because I heard you could do that." And you put them in people's shirt pockets, or for girls, you kind of strap them in around their bra, and it picks up this really warm, nice sound that sounds just like movie lavalier sound. And iPhones, because of the genius that is Steve Jobs, they don't just pick up regular sound, they pick up extremely high quality crisp sound. So if you combine that with the fact that the sound is against the body, it makes just for like a really pleasing sound to listen to. It almost sounds like you're hearing somebody talk on like a nice warm mic on the radio. So we started making sketches like this with my good camera and picking up sound on iPhones. They were going viral, and I said, well, I want to be on, you know, the lead on a smash hit show, so why don't I make a show? So I made this really fun sitcom that my friend Brad Wergley had written called Boy Toys, and it was good. It was quite successful. I got like 80,000 views right away, which is a lot, because my YouTube channel is at a point where people, there are implicit views, you know, there are people that are going to watch anything I put up, which is a privilege, you know, because then if something's good, it can catch fire much more easily with that kindling.
Right, right.
But we made this show called Boy Toys, and I was like, okay, so I can make a show now. But I decided not to keep going with that because it felt a little off-brand for me. And I hadn't written it, and so it just wasn't my voice. And so I said, well, now I can make a show. I know how to do this with iPhones, with the fact that good cameras are really cheap these days. And so I said, what show do I want to make if I can make any show I wanted to? And I just went driving and drank like 2 or 3 Red Bulls and just thought of this whole plot. Essentially, and I was like, you know, I want to play somebody named Caleb, but maybe I could be in grad school, and then I just kind of looked around at my life and pulled things from there. And you know, I the being in a relationship over FaceTime thing was real, and just like I kind of just peppered it with some of the things that were going on, and then some things that weren't actually going on, and we made this thing. But I think the privilege that we have is that I, as an actor, just know a lot of actually great actors, and these are all people that, as you know, are really on the brink. Like Stephanie is constantly testing for network sitcoms, and she's right. really close on this stuff. So I'm just lucky to have her right before she pops, and I want to be the one that makes her pop and put her on a show that I think is really great, you know, and is also doing something for the community. And but yeah, so the privilege we have is that, you know, I thought of this whole thing, and we shot it, and we got this amazing DP named Matt Lynn, who I thought was just going to come on board and help out, and then he said, oh, no, I have all this amazing equipment. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, that'll be included in my price. And so it was a much better camera and much better lenses. And the whole thing has just been kind of blessed, you know. So we made it. But I think what sets it apart is that these people are actually funny. You know, like Freckle on the show, Karen on the show.
A fan favorite, Billy. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, these are great actors. You know, Antonio Marzioli, who plays Benicio, Ken Kirby, who plays Glenn. It's like... what you're looking at is great comedic actors, and so that just, if you capture that really well with a good camera and you edit it well and you get good sound, then that's going to be pleasurable to watch. So yeah, we're lucky to have all that.
Well, you kind of confirmed a rumor that I'd heard, because your show is big enough now where there's like fact or myth stuff that you can say, did that really happen on set? And this is one of those things that I wanted to ask you.
Now
you verified something that I had heard as a rumor, and now I'm like, I wondered if it was true that in the first couple episodes, everybody, a lot of the guys anyway, carry their iPhones in their front shirt pocket. And at first I wonder, I'm like, is that an LA thing? Or now I realize like you were actually using that to capture audio.
Right. Oh, that's funny. It literally didn't occur to you that was having a...
Absolutely not.
No. Yeah, I thought it was like a stylistic thing. Now,
it made me want to start carrying my phone in my front pocket.
Yeah.
All right, so you have this show that, I mean, it's very animated, but it's kind of over the top, but in a genuine way because it's based off a lot of your real events. And if I can kind of describe it to our listeners a little bit, I worked on this. This is one of those things my insomnia, when I was up earlier, I'm like, how do I describe exactly the show? So you have this guy, Caleb, who the show centers around. Everyone kind of gravitates around him. He's a monogamous / polyamorous character, depending on which day it is, kind of. And then you have his best friend, Karen the Redhead, Benjamin, who is the guy who's constantly having an identity crisis, who's heterosexual. You have Freckle, who's the very, very animated, gender fluid character on the show.
Correct.
Of transgender. I don't know if you would call him a him or her, because I mean, I've heard him referred to as a pizza, an alien, and a model.
Gender fluid, exactly. Yes. Pizza, also.
Gender fluid. And then,
Freckle,
of course.
Freckle tells me that the pronoun for Freckle should be Freckle. Because the pronoun for Freckle should be Freckle. You should always have to say Freckle.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I like that.
I like that as well. Yeah. And then, of course, Billy Anderson, who's the heterosexual character, somewhat absent-minded, who's the sexual interest of both Caleb and Karen.
Correct.
Also played by my brother, John Ebeling. I should mention that.
Ah, what a coincidence.
Yeah. What are the odds?
I haven't even thought of that.
How did we meet? Yeah, so did I sum it up pretty well? I mean, that's kind of the dynamic that you've established.
Yes. The gay and wondrous life of Caleb Gallo. We call it a fast-paced, fringe meets mainstream comedy following a group of friends in Los Angeles as they pursue love and thrills.
And one of my favorite things about it, too, is there'll be these things that happen on the show, and I love asking my brother, because, you know, he lives out there and he knows all you guys. I'm like, does stuff like that, is this kind of race of real life? Is this kind of stuff kind of happening? And he's like, that exact stuff happened, like, that you've seen. I mean, like, he's like, this is totally real.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about it, is that it feels real while I'm watching it, but there's lots of good comedy, because there are plenty of goofy, funny characters and plenty of witty banter back and forth, but then you also have these real moments of, like, incredible emotional depth, such as you and Benicio at the hot springs.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we work hard for that, you know?
I think that was a scene that particularly like hit hard with a lot of people, was when you realize that there's an actual established connection there between you two. And also, I just wanted to ask, who's the other guy who plays, the one who proposes the threesome at the hot springs? That guy was great.
He's great. His name is Satya Bhava. He is in, he actually has a very big part in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Is that what that movie's called?
I thought he looked familiar. Yeah, I remember that. Son of a gun.
Yeah, he's he's like made up kind of in a goth way in that movie, so some people don't make the connection. But yeah, he's a wonderful, very successful actor. We were lucky to get him. He actually reached out to us and he said, "Look, I love your show, and if you can write me a part." And I was like, "Well, yeah, we'd be lucky to have this guy." So we got him in.
Well, we only have about a minute left before we have to go to break, but I know you have a million other things you got to do today as well. Real quick, what do you see for the future of Caleb Kello? I mean, what's your ideal end game?
We want it on Netflix. We want it on Netflix.
Not
the current episodes on Netflix. We want to develop it and make it a Netflix original series. So we would reshoot and slightly redevelop, but ideally keep a lot of it the same. You know, we would make the show again, but with Netflix, with a much higher production value, and, you know, and we'd all get paid really beautiful amounts of money.
Yeah. No, I think Netflix is a great place for you guys to land, because, first of all, the
HBO
show...
HBO would be great as well.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It has to be premium, because it cannot be censored. If you try to censor it, it's going to ruin it.
And it's a contemporary show, and it deserves a contemporary platform, I think. I think it's why it's good on YouTube, and it'll be even better on something like Netflix.
But my favorite thing about it possibly being on Netflix is that you would have to release all the episodes at once, right? I mean, because I hate waiting for each episode.
It's true.
I know, you're right now you're having to wait about 2 months per episode, huh?
Yes, and when it finally shows up, we're just like, yes, and then it's over way too fast.
I watch it so fast when it comes out, it's nuts.
No problem at all. Currently, episode 2 is my personal favorite. I know 4 is your personal favorite from the article I read.
Oh, I love that. No, I'm glad that you like. You know, I keep rewatching 2 lately. It's funny you say that, and I go, this is a great episode.
Yeah, there are just so many things in 2 that are great. Yeah, love it. Okay, well, we got to have a commercial break, but Brian, thanks so much for coming on, man. It's a pleasure. Tell everybody how they can find the show, and if you have a website, anything like that.
So it's on youtube.com/BrianJordanAlvarez. That's BrianJordanAlvarez, as in Victor, Arez. youtube.com/BrianJordanAlvarez. And if you just type in The Gay and Wondrous Life of Caleb Gallo or any combination of those words onto Google, it comes up right away, because it's quite popular.
It's very, very easy to find. And you guys are also on IMDb, which I find very cool.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
Awesome. Well, okay. Well, I really appreciate you coming on, Brian, and we hope to get
Thanks
you back on soon,
me.
Man. Thank you.
Thanks.
Absolutely. It's great talking to you guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, we do have to take a break, but we will be right back after this. I'm going to try to dig my way out of a hole, and then I have a couple other subjects we might want to discuss. You're listening to The Status Bro on RNZN.
You're listening to The Status Bro.
That is Bro coming to you live on RNCN, brought to you this week by Dallas House of Flowers. I'm going to be needing their business very shortly. Oh, man. Well, Brian was great.
Brian was great.
If it wasn't, you know, other than that, I want to crawl into a hole and die.
I need to shake that guy's hand at some point. Yeah, I brought in a consultant.
Yeah, we brought in a consultant
to talk about
the studio.
Somebody who knows a lot. You actually
Smith
probably heard her last week. Smith and I.
Helping us out with a spicy
round of applause,
jumble.
Everybody. Samantha Knight, thank you for coming in.
So how do I dig my way out of this?
Let's talk about this for a moment. Let's dig into this.
Is it really that bad?
So, did you guys know that I used to be married?
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, I did actually know that.
Yeah. So, there was one night that we were sitting in my living room. It was me, my husband, 3 coworkers, and another coworker happened to call.
Did you?
And he said, "Hey, who's at your house right now? I might stop by." And I said, "Oh, it's me, so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. And Chad." And as I said Chad, I pointed at my husband, whose name was not Chad.
Oh.
And it was just that I had sat there and listed off 3 of my coworkers. I was on the phone with a different coworker, and it just came out. And I mean, as soon as I said it, his face just went blank and was like, "Oh, I know, I fucked up. I fucked up so bad." Can I say the F word?
No.
No.
You're gonna have to bleep this out.
Yeah, we'll solve that.
We'll take care of it. We'll take care of it.
I was like, "Oh man, I screwed up."
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
And there was kind of no coming back from it. It was always a sore point in our marriage.
Okay.
In the last...
I don't think mine's quite the same.
I don't think yours is quite as serious.
No.
You know, it happens. And I understand it. And
it literally was only because it was on the screen right in front of me as I was talking. I mean, I've never, come on, Zach, you've known me for how long? Have I ever made that mistake before?
I don't know if there was anybody better to get to sit in on this segment than Samantha for this. No, well, I don't think you've ever made that flub.
For anybody who didn't hear our first segment,
yeah.
I happened to be texting one of my exes, who I'm still on good terms with, but, I mean, we've been together forever, dude, like, so long.
You know, yeah.
And everything's good there. It's like, I mean, she's getting married and whatnot. It's not like there was ever, it was a
It's true, she made a post on Facebook today, 100 days, until she's
married.
Until
nice,
she's wedded.
Nice. Yeah. Clean break. Everything Aww. Is good, but we do still talk sometimes.
Sure.
You're
kind of friends that way. You guys dated for a long time.
Her name sounds a little similar to my girlfriend. I'm looking at it on the screen, talking about my girlfriend, and accidentally said the wrong name.
Yep.
And Zach instantly noticed it.
Oh, I noticed it too.
But I think most people listening.
I was like, oh.
I'm telling you, when you're doing a radio show, that kind of thing is a lot more likely to happen.
Well, yeah, you're running a board over there. You got two computers in front of you.
I make mix-ups all the time. This is just one that is really sucks.
It is. Right. And here's the thing.
This is just one that happens to really hurt. Yeah.
At least if you're still sore. Listening, Kevin talks about you all the time.
She's not.
Well, when you go home,
right,
and he's gonna play.
If you
this
happen
clip
to
for
make
you,
it to segment three, yes,
I'm excited.
He's gonna play this clip for you. You know. He talks about you a lot. He
a
talks
lot.
About how hot you are.
Oh, my gosh.
He does. He doesn't shut up about it.
It's true.
I posted a Woman Crush Wednesday last night.
He did.
I know. Yeah. It made me feel bad about myself. I was like,
it
oh,
got a bunch of
hot.
Likes. I know. I'm pretty sure any girl that saw that picture probably hates it.
I'm like, yeah, look at how hot my ex-girlfriend is.
I'm never going to wear it. Oh.
I feel like that's where I'm going.
So, yeah.
Don't hold this against Kevin forever. It was a mistake, and I can tell he feels really, really bad about
really
it.
I feel really bad about it.
And
I don't do stuff
like
that.
It's not that serious of a mistake. And it happens. It just happens.
Thank you, Samantha.
And he'll buy you tacos.
You don't think this is a hanging offense?
No.
Okay.
I hope it's not.
I hope so, too.
I'm wondering if turning the whole show into it will make it a hanging offense.
We are weeks away from our one-year anniversary. Well, what was I supposed to do, ignore it?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm a guy who always said, too, that I believe in honest conversation and that I don't lie on the air. I tell the truth 100% all the time. And I was going to totally break that rule and edit that in post. Like, just completely cut that out.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to let that air.
Yeah.
I mean, but on the replay.
I started doing
she
news.
She happened to be listening to the first segment.
And I could tell you were down, and it was like, okay, we got to jump into this
a
little
plus,
bit.
Now you really, the Facebook Live, you can't really go back and edit stuff out. You can,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Can
that's
edit
in
out
there
the
forever.
F word, but...
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, you can delete the whole video, but whoever saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Do you have any back pocket jewelry that you've been saving for some...
No, I just spent a bunch of money on a neuralizer.
Oh, you didn't
I don't even know what that is.
All right. No, this is good, okay? Because this will lead into, I think, why you were messaging the ex-girlfriend in the first place.
It was.
Because that's a question to ask.
Yeah.
It's the neuralizer.
Yeah.
So you you bought a neuralizer.
Yes.
For Men in Black.
There's a story here, okay?
There's a whole story here.
Zach and I used to talk around a joke because we like a lot of nerdy movies and stuff. We have a lot of the same taste in movies.
Movies are great.
And we used to sit around and like, if you could have one prop from any movie, what would you have? And Zach, I think you said a proton pack from the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, well, I'd want the car from Back to the Future.
Okay, that's your
but
number
I can't
one.
Get that, yeah. So probably a proton pack.
I mean, something
from
more tangible that you could hold in your hand.
Proton pack.
And mine was always the neuralizer from Men in Black 2. And Zach's like, that's so random. Like,
I know.
I've never heard anything.
Wait, is that the memory wipe thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And Will Smith uses, right.
I happen to have it right here.
So he's got it. Yeah. And it totally works. Samantha thinks it's great. Yeah.
That's awesome. No.
With the lights and everything.
Probably
it
for
makes
about
cool
6 months, I carried a sonic screwdriver in my purse at all times.
Doctor Who.
I was never without it, so
See?
I understand this.
Yeah. You kind of get it. You're picking up what we're putting down.
My purse is too small for my sonic screwdriver, but I get it, yeah.
Well, I didn't think it was something you could ever get. And then there's a website, ThinkGeek, I'm sure you know, where they sell a bunch of cool nerd stuff. Mm-hmm. They have a brick-and-mortar store in Hearst, and I happened to go
Texas.
There one day with Elise. And we saw they had the Men in Black 2 neuralizer, like the prop, for $400. And
right
I'm like,
there, in a glass
like
case.
Like the real one?
No, like this one. There's only 1,500 of these made. They're made from actual props from the film.
Yeah.
But they had one, and
they
I'm like, there's
one.
No way I can drop 400 on
no,
one of these.
No, but this is the prop.
It's the prop.
That's the one you always wanted.
But I forgot about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get it. This is ridiculous. I don't have $400 to spend on something stupid.
That's absurd.
So months and months and months go by. I start working here. Zach and I have to go out for a potential client meeting in Hearst. Right by ThinkGeek, we pop in.
It's like a block away.
We pop in and I see it and I'm like, I have to have it. And I'm like, I still can't spend $400. So we leave. I know I can find this cheaper online.
Right.
So hold on, I got Johnny calling in. I'll put him on. John, I'll get John in the next segment.
John wants to weigh in.
So I look online and I find one for $300. I'm like, okay, that's a good deal. I'll buy it. I'll pay for $300. I know it's absurd.
I know.
And I put in the order.
We know.
And I get an email and it's like, look, your order has been refunded. And I'm like, what the hell? And it turns out that I get a personalized message from somebody who works at where I bought it, and they say, hey, we went to check on the shipment, and it turns out we don't actually have them anymore. We won't ever have them again. I'm sorry. And I was just like heartbroken. I'm like,
crush.
I have to find it. I have to find it. So right. I start searching, and I find one for like $360. I'm like, just put it in my cart.
Yes.
Buy it. Send it.
I'll take it.
Yes. And then I tracked it every day until it got here, and now I actually have it.
Now you've got it.
That's the Neuralizer story.
And you've told this to a lot of people.
Come on. It does look cool.
Especially your ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Who you dated for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. She was privy to this whole thing.
The only other movie prop I own is a lightsaber, the Luke Skywalker lightsaber that her dad bought for me, so she knows I'm into nerdy props.
And poor Kevin was so excited about this Neuralizer, he gets back here, he brought it to the office with him.
I took a video and sent it to like 8 people.
And he took a video and he sent it to like 8 people, one of which was the ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Which is why she was messaging him. That's the whole story.
And that's fine, I'm friends with exes too.
It all adds up. Yeah, there's no malcontent. You know, there's no malice there.
No.
No. So I think you're okay.
The day I get the Neuralizer, this happens.
Well,
it's such
it doesn't
a bummer.
Matter what you think.
Right. You're right. It matters.
It matters.
The woman who's no longer listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I hope that there's coming back from this.
You know,
there
I wonder,
oh my God,
again,
you guys
I wonder
are so great
if,
together.
She, if she's, if, hope, she's sitting, if she's sitting into her place right now and she's frustrated, she goes, you know what? Maybe I'll tune back in. Let me see what's going on. Maybe there's some kind of apology. She hears we're still talking about it. I wonder if that'll just make it worse.
If she is, if you are listening, I love you and I'm sorry. You know I didn't do that on purpose. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I've never done anything remotely out of school in our relationship.
No.
I'm totally trustworthy. I'm honest to a fault. And yeah, that was just a total accident.
Definitely to a fault. Absolutely an accident.
Yes, I can't.
Oh, this is going to bother you for days now. You're going to lose sleep
and
over this.
I'm not going to see her tonight anyway because I'm going to the Michael Ray Newman thing with the chamber.
Yeah.
Blow it off.
She probably doesn't need to see me or hear from me right now.
No.
Invite Elisa and you guys can make a dream board together.
We're not actually making dream boards, Michael said.
Okay. Oh. This, all right.
See,
this,
everybody thought about this.
This isn't the Office podcast, okay? This
you're right,
is the
you're
status
right, you're
bro.
Right,
let's,
right.
Get, let's get back on board. Pornography or something. Like, come on.
Okay, but that was a very real thing that happened. And then
you can make a boob dream board.
There you go.
I couldn't go without discussing
it. Just fill it with her
boobs. It's something to dream about.
Nice. It was incredibly distracting.
Yeah.
Samantha, if you want to do it for the next segment, we're going to get Andrew in here too to play. What is it called?
Oh.
I totally forgot to mention this, that we were going to be doing that.
Yeah. What is it called? It's like simple movie plots.
Yeah. They're almost like riddles.
Yeah, kind of.
They're kind of fun.
I'll
so
see,
we'll
see
rattle
if I can
some
find
off.
Some
we'll talk
or
about
something.
It.
Yeah.
If anyone out there has any relationship advice for me right now, I'd like if I should trade in my Neuralizer and empty out my bank account for a down payment on a wedding ring or something.
Could you use the Neuralizer to make her forget the segment?
Don't you wish.
Oh,
that
God.
Was like the easiest solution.
If it actually worked, yeah, then that would be an easy solution. Yeah. However, you know, the Brian interview went great. I think I work best under stress sometimes.
So
anyway, we'll be right back after this quick break. You are listening to The Status Bro, streaming live at realnewscn.com, Real News Communications app. We'll be right back.
The party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow.
Hey, bro. How we doing, man? It's been a while, man. Life's so rad. This band's my favorite, man. Don't you love him? Oh, man, you want a beer?
Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro on RNCN. This episode brought to you by Zales and Jack Daniels Whiskey. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, in studio with Zach the Young Blood Lewis.
You're really milking the brought to you by, so.
Brought to you by the Men in Black 2 Neuralizer.
Right.
Samantha Knight also sitting in.
Real quick, if the Men in Black 2 Neuralizer was a real thing, there's no way it'd be legal. That would be used for a host of horrible things.
Oh, no, of course, dude.
Yeah.
That would be like a...
Yeah, something can make somebody forget
that's
something
like
you did the night before.
That's like the Holy Grail for date rapists.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Why would they ever... Yeah.
Horrible idea.
Horrible.
Yeah. Cops would love it.
You think the government has something like that where they could wipe out your memory if they wanted to?
You know, probably.
You know,
I hate to say it. You know, I know this is going to sound ridiculous. When I was 16, I had a seizure, right? I was at the movies. I was playing Johnny Nero action hero. I'd worked a double shift, hadn't eaten all day, low blood sugar, watching lots of flashing lights. It'll happen. Point is... I fell unconscious. I woke up a half hour later in the back of an EMT. You know what the first thing I thought was? I feel like I got neuralized. for Men in Black.
You know,
I just jumped in time. I was like, I feel like I just got hit by the Men in Black, and then I realized that wasn't what happened. But you know, to 16-year-old me, I thought it was a possibility.
There's some. Well, we can be honest on this show. Like I said, I am honest to a fault. There were some times in my younger years when I was a little more liberal in terms of my drug experimentation and boozing and all that kind of fun stuff.
Sure, yeah. Everybody went to college.
We would take Xanax, or I tried it a couple times in my life, and then booze with it.
Yeah, okay. Let's jump into that for a second.
And it would, what I assume would always be a great time, because the next day I couldn't remember a damn thing.
Yeah, we called those mind erasers in college.
Yeah, exactly. We called them the neuralizers.
The neuralizers.
Yeah. It got to the point where I'm like, why would I ever do that? I wouldn't remember if I had a good time. And dude, it would always suck. Like, something would happen. I'd look at my phone, like, call history, and I'd call, like, every person in my phone. I'm just like, oh, my God. Who picked
up?
You don't even remember talking to them. Back then, it didn't tell you, like, the duration of the call or if they answered or not. It just showed that I'd called, like, 150 people.
You were a hazard to
yourself.
Probably
sounding like a lunatic.
Your parents' phone bill, I'm sure, was a big fan of that. That was awesome. Back in the day when we had minutes. Yeah, that's probably when that happened.
Yeah, you're probably right. But this was probably on the weekend. Yeah. Free weekends.
Free nights and weekends, of course, courtesy of Singular Wireless. Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't need to talk about my flub in the first segment anymore, even though I just want to turn off my mic and wallow in misery for a little bit. I do still have work to do. I got a final segment here, a show to wrap up. Zach, did you have more news that we didn't get to before we go to the movie? What the hell is it?
The simple movie plots. Okay, so this is...
That name is terrible. It's completely...
Well, you kind of sprung it.
Oh, wait. I totally forgot. Hold on. John's on the phone. Let's see if he has something
to say. Oh, is he really?
Yeah. John, what's up?
Oh, man.
I knew he was going to be a dick. I knew it.
I've screwed up in all the worst ways. Never done anything like that.
I knew he was going to be a douche.
What
did I even pick up the phone
for? I'm going to say something, though.
What did I even bring you on for?
What?
What'd I even bring you on for?
For laughs.
If I were Elise, I'd be more angry at you spending all that money on a stupid toy than I would.
Hey, by the way, Zach can attest, on the box, it literally says the words, "This is not a toy."
It does. Yeah. This is a prop replica for people of the ages 18 and older.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's a man toy right there. Is that what you called in for, just to break balls?
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Bingo.
Did you at least listen to the Caleb interview?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. I love how you let out those mammoth burps during your interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh out of farts.
You can only hear that on during the interview, to be respectful. I actually muted it over the radio. It was only on Facebook Live that you could hear it.
Yeah. So that won't be in the recording.
Oh, it's not?
No.
No.
But for Facebook Live, yeah.
For Facebook
totally.
Live, you can hear it. For the record, normally during the show, as you know, I'll just let out a burp. I don't censor that at all.
No.
But when I'm interviewing someone, I try to have a little respect.
Yeah, you're professional.
Yeah. So is that it, Sean? Can we let you go, or did you have anything constructive to weigh in on?
I don't even know if there's anything else he needs to say.
Oh, man.
It's fantastic.
You really think it's that bad? Do you think that's a hanging offense?
I think I hit all my bullets. No, I mean, I think that stuff happens.
I wish I had a bullet right now.
It just never happened to me.
Yeah,
but I've also sent a text to a girl that I was trying to... I also screenshotted a text from a girl and then sent it to her. So, I mean...
You also haven't been in as many relationships as me, in my defense.
Well, yeah.
Doing a radio show, it's hard to keep track of stuff. I say the wrong things all the time.
You're right. All those chicks just kind of blend together over time.
No, I get it. Yeah. No, I thought your Brian interview was great.
I get it. I deserve this. I had all of this coming.
No,
you didn't have it coming. I can't wait to dive into the Facebook comments after this of all kinds of people who are going to rip me to shreds
and say
what a moron I am.
The reason I decided to go get Samantha is because I read some of her comments. It's like, oh, I got to get her in for this.
Yeah, Samantha, you were like, the comments are great, but I couldn't see them. What were people saying?
Oh, I just had three comments that Kevin is in trouble.
Yeah.
Did you see some other comments from other people?
No, I was the only three comments.
Okay,
I was enjoying myself. I was like,
Oh,
this is hilarious.
Right.
I got to say,
was anybody else in the office listening?
Kudos to Zach.
Kudos to Zach for to addressing it. I mean, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great move.
I didn't want to. I also,
no, you did the right thing. And I liked what you said. She's not. Don't worry. She's not listening anymore.
Man, what are the odds? Like, we've had so many shows lately where we are totally above board. And yeah. I was even careful not to be inappropriate, which I never do and shouldn't do because it goes against my principles of radio.
Right.
But every single time she happens to tune in, it's something that pisses her off. Yeah, every time I screw it up.
You always get caught. Do you always know she's going to tune in, or is it just sometimes
no.
you don't know and she tunes in and she gets upset?
Yeah, she'll happen to tune in where like, we're talking about her favorite porn stars or something. She can't tune in where we're playing like a funny game or doing the news or something.
You know, we've talked about this before. Man, it sucks when your girlfriend gets pissed off about something you say on the show. It's happened to me. It's happened to you.
But it's even worse when it's during the show.
Yeah, but it turns into the whole show.
I'm here trying to do a job.
Yeah, we had news. We had bits. Like, it all got derailed for this.
Yep.
It's all turned right. into a great show.
Thank you. Yeah. It's really something, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure glad you guys got a kick out of it.
I needed this.
Yeah, this is great.
You're an ass. All right. Well, thank you, John, for calling in. I guess.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, we'll see you.
See ya.
All right, love you.
All right. Yeah, love you too, brother.
All right, so you want to play this simple movie plot game?
Yeah, we only got a couple of minutes left.
Something to try to knock your mind off it. Yes. All right, so somebody got on Reddit a long time ago and asked the Ask Reddit subreddit, hey, what's the simplest way you can write out a movie plot?
One thing I forgot to totally mention on the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Elise's mom was on there.
Ooh. Well, I'm sure she understands.
That's probably
you don't know that
she's
not on there anymore.
I highly doubt that she's going to defend me.
Well, no, but I mean, it happens. People flub. It's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's play the simple movie.
Do you even care anymore?
No.
No, you don't.
I'm going to win.
I'm completely
yes.
checked out.
You're so checked out of this. Have another drink. Relax.
I am. I'm finishing this one, and I have another one ready to go.
Double fist.
I thought about pouring a vodka, but I still got a show to run here.
All right. So the idea of the simple movie plot game is I'm going to read you a very simplified version of a movie plot, and you tell me what the movie is.
Yeah.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Movie plots.
Is it the movie where the guy says the wrong girl's name?
So let's start with one. I'll give you the movie, okay, and then I'll read the plot so you kind of understand where I'm going with this, all right? So the plot, the movie is The Wizard of Oz, right? The plot is, transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets, and then teams up with three strangers to kill again.
Which is tricky as hell. Like, yeah. Who's going to get that?
So, I skipped down in the comments a ways, because I want to try to give you ones that are a little easier than
harder. All right, give us
harder.
Something, man. We only got about 2 minutes.
All right, a lazy rock star poses as a sub who recruits kids into his new band.
School of Rock.
Easy. See?
That's an easy one.
Not that
one.
Bad.
Yeah.
Right. Not too hard. Nope. That's a porn. Okay, that one's good. You know what? Actually, that one might be good. Promiscuous young ladies repeatedly... Nope, I'm not going to read that.
Why? Is it too...
Take it in the keister for the 9th time in the series.
Oh, Backdoor Sluts 9.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell? That's a joke, right?
No.
No, it was definitely Backdoor Sluts 9.
That's really what it is?
It said the 9th time.
How the hell do you know that?
How
don't you know that? The entire internet
I'm behind
knows
on my
about
porn.
Backdoor Sluts 9.
Sorry.
All right, so let's skip around here.
All right.
Well, that one sucks. People smashing huge glow sticks together.
Star Wars.
See, you're good at this. Yeah, what are you talking about, Check Dot?
That one was easy. I know that movie for, you know.
This one's more of a tagline. Okay. You know what? Black man finds religion and quits life of crime.
Pulp Fiction.
You're good at this.
I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
Have you
ever
heard of
that? Oh, my God.
It's Kevin's favorite movie ever, next to
this
Men in Black.
This still doesn't make me feel any better about myself.
Go home and...
Pulp Fiction would be a good movie to have a prop from.
Cuddle up with your neuralizer and
like
cry and watch Pulp Fiction.
A toaster?
I'm going to cry into my neuralizer when I get home.
A nerd kicks a bully in the face and wins the championship.
Karate Kid.
Are you reading these over my shoulders?
That
no, was going on here?
No, yeah, I didn't know that one.
I'm older than him, though, so I mean... how about this one?
My mom thinks it's hilarious that Samantha knew Backsluts 9.
A dude kisses his sister and has magical powers like his dad.
Star Wars also?
No.
You're on the right track with Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back.
There you go.
Okay,
Empire.
But she got
names.
It. Well, you
yeah.
can count that. Yeah.
All right.
Picture
yeah.
Mike Flag, by the way. It's driving me nuts.
Look, no, there's no camera on me. Nobody can see me. All right. It's fun.
I can see it.
You two are being best friends and high-fiving. I'm trying to read off questions.
Yeah, all right.
A teenage girl falls in love with a human disco ball.
Twilight.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell? How is that?
Definitely Twilight.
They sparkle in the sunlight.
All right.
Read
okay,
the series.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's do one more, and then we got to get out of here.
Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes.
No, not Snakes on a Plane.
Indiana Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Con Air.
Ah, that's clever. All right.
There is a snake on a plane in Raiders of the Lost Ark, for my defense.
A midget, a monster, and a ring.
Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings. Wow. What's the score here?
I don't know. It's got to be close.
Closeted gay pilot goes to a special flight school with other gay pilots.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Who's a closeted gay pilot?
I think because the volleyball scene, it's implied that they're all...
Okay, but that one's a little... You're taking some liberties here.
Look, it's Reddit, man. It's not me.
All right, all right, all right.
I didn't have any time to... Shark.
Yeah.
Shark. There's one. Shark.
Jaws.
Yep.
What else could that be?
Yeah, right. Michael Cera plays the shy teen who just can't get the girl.
Scott Pilgrim?
The answer was every Michael Cera film.
Every Michael Cera film. That actually, yeah. That's,
yeah, probably okay. Scott Pilgrim. Man sees the world for what it is and runs out of bubblegum. That was tough.
No idea.
They Live.
They Live. Oh, I love that movie. That's a John Carpenter flick. Yeah. All right, well, we are out of time, so we're going to have to go ahead and call it quits for this week.
You're going to have to call the florist.
Yeah.
Signing
off, I'm your host, Kevin Dubling, with Zach Lewis.
Hey.
Smith and I. We'll see you next week. That's your sign up. We'll see you next week on The Status Bro on RNCN. Kid, rock it up and down your block with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most. Then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars. You're listening to RNCN, the digital destination for premium talk radio.